Chapter 7. Seth and Enoch. Seth was a good man, the same as Abel. He did what was right. But Seth inherited no more natural goodness than Cain inherited. Seth was born with sinful desires in his heart. But Seth accepted the grace of God in his life. His father, Adam, gave him faithful instruction about how to do God's will. Seth honored God by obeying him. He lived in a different place from where the evil descendants of Cain lived. He did the work Abel would have done if Abel had lived, the work of trying to get sinful people to respect and obey God. Enoch was a holy man. He served God with all his heart. Enoch realized how evil the descendants of Cain had become, so he did not live among them. But he tried to help the wicked people realize they were doing wrong. There were some people on the earth who still loved and worshiped God, but most of the people did not love God. Enoch decided not to associate with wicked people daily because he was afraid they might influence him to change his ideas about God. Enoch wanted to keep thinking about God and respect his holy character. Enoch was upset and sad as he saw the wicked people disobeying God's law every day. He decided to live in a place that was separate from the wicked. Enoch wanted to spend much of his time alone with God in meditation and prayer. Enoch asked God to help him know better what God wanted him to do and to help him do God's will. God sent his angels to teach Enoch his will. Angels told Enoch that God would not allow the great wickedness and rebellion of the people to go on forever. God planned to destroy the wicked people by a flood of water that would cover the earth. Adam and Eve had been made to leave the pure and beautiful Garden of Eden. The Garden of Eden stayed on earth until just before the flood. God had planted and blessed the garden in a special way. So before the flood, he took the garden to heaven. God will return the garden to earth when sin is removed. When God brings the Garden of Eden back to earth, the garden will be more beautiful than when he took the garden to heaven. God has kept the garden to show how perfect the earth was before the curse of sin came on the earth. God explained the plan of salvation to Enoch in great detail. The Holy Spirit, who inspired the prophets, showed Enoch future events. Enoch was shown what would happen to people who would live after the flood. He also was shown the second coming of Christ and the end of the world. Enoch was troubled about what happens at death. He thought that both the good people and the wicked people would return to dust, and that would be their end. He did not understand clearly that the righteous people would live again. In a prophetic vision, Enoch was told that the Son of God would die as the sacrifice for our sins. He also was shown Christ coming in the clouds of heaven with the heavenly angels. Christ would give life to the righteous dead and would raise them from their graves. Enoch also was shown how wicked the world would be when Christ comes the second time. The wicked people would be boastful, proud, and self-willed. They would be in full rebellion against God's law and would reject the only true God and the Lord Jesus Christ. They also would deny that they needed Christ and his blood to save them and forgive their sins. Enoch saw that the righteous would receive a crown of glory and honor from God, but the wicked would be separated from the presence of God and would be destroyed by fire. Enoch faithfully told the people all that God had revealed to him by the Holy Spirit. Some people believed what Enoch said, and they turned from their wickedness to love and worship God. Enoch taken to heaven. Because Enoch spent much time talking with God, he became more holy in character. After talking with God, his face shone with a holy light. That bright light was still on his face as he taught the truths God had given him. The people were amazed when they saw Enoch looking so holy and dignified. The Lord loved Enoch because he obeyed God and hated sin. Enoch wanted very much to know more of God's will so he could follow God's will perfectly. Enoch longed to be united more closely to God. He loved and respected God and enjoyed being with him. God did not allow Enoch to die. Instead, he sent his angels to take Enoch to heaven. The righteous people and the wicked saw Enoch taken away. People who loved Enoch thought God might have taken him to some special place on earth to talk to him. But after trying to find him, they gave up and told everyone that Enoch was not on the earth because God had taken him to heaven. By taking Enoch to heaven, God has taught us a most important lesson. Sinners who have faith in the sacrifice of Christ and who obey God's commandments will be taken to heaven too. Two classes of people who will live on this earth until the second coming of Christ are represented by Enoch's experience. In one group are the righteous, who are loyal to God. In the other group are the wicked, who rebel against God. God will watch over the righteous. Because of what his dear Son has done for them, God will give them eternal life. But the wicked, who disobey his commands, will be destroyed. They will be just as though they never had been born. Before Adam sinned, he was perfectly happy. But after he sinned, Adam became sad and miserable. All the sinful people were discouraged. They asked, "What's the use of doing what he, God, says, or of trying to show the Lord Almighty that we are sorry for what we have done?" Malachi 3, verse 14, TV. They were discouraged because of the heavy curse of sin that brought death on the human race. But the promises God gave to Adam, that were repeated by Seth and shown in Enoch's life, brought hope to people who were discouraged. The people understood that death came through Adam. They understood that eternal life and victory over death would come through Jesus Christ. Enoch's experience taught people that they could obey God while living among sinners who hated God, their Creator. By faith in Jesus, they could be just as righteous as Enoch. Finally, the righteous people would be taken to heaven to live with God and to reign with him on his throne. Enoch separated himself from the wicked people and spent much time meditating and talking with God. Enoch represents God's people in the last days who will separate themselves from the world. Before Jesus comes again, there will be great wickedness. People will do everything they can think of to show disrespect to God and to rebel against his authority. God's people will separate themselves from the wicked practices of those around them. God's people will pray for purity of thought and will seek to live exactly as God wants them to live. Then, God's holy character will be seen in their lives. Then, they will be ready to be taken to heaven, the same as Enoch. God's people will do their best to teach and warn the world, but they will not allow themselves to be influenced by the evil habits of the world. The holy lives and godly example of God's people will condemn the actions of the wicked. Enoch's translation to heaven happened just before the world was destroyed by the flood. His translation represents the translation of all the living righteous from the earth just before the earth will be destroyed by fire. The wicked hate the righteous because they obey God's commandments. But the wicked will see the saints honored by God and taken to heaven.